This is from The Blues Don't Change. I'll read two poems from The Blues Don't Change. One is a poem, I guess you could say, about death, which I don't really believe in. That's complicated, so I won't go into all of that. But you reach a point in your life when people that you know, loved ones, parents, people that you only halfway know, they start disappearing on you. I guess when you're in your teens and in your 20s, you don't really think much about those transitions. And you reach a certain age when it looks as if everyone is starting to disappear. In fact, what happens with celebrities that you're trying to keep up with is that months, maybe sometimes 2 years can go by, and you say, oh, is he dead? And I wondered what had happened to him. You just, you know, it happens so much you can't keep up with who's here and who isn't here. So one day I came to this building where I work in California, and there was a woman up there who worked with textiles, and she's in the hallway crying. And I asked her what had happened. She said her mother had died. And I offer my condolences. She says, you don't understand. It was 6 months ago, and it just now hit me because we never got along. And I thought about this. I said, I'll write a poem for you, Gene. And, of course, in writing the poem for Gene, writing a poem to try to understand my own feeling about a lot of these things, because in my own life, these disappearances are taking place. I really am convinced that the best, I shouldn't say the best, but the most interesting poetry takes place between two people, or between one person, maybe a very small group of people, and is not written for posterity, and is not written with the idea of somebody looking over your shoulder saying, that's a great poem, you know, that kind of thing, but where you're really trying to talk to somebody. And when people are really communicating at gut level in powerful rites of passage type situations, I've noticed that ordinary conversation turns to poetry. So in this, in directing the poem to this textile artist, the imagery took care of itself. You know, you don't sit around and say, oh, that's right, you have to get imagery in and metaphors. They just occur. How the Rainbow Works, for Jean Cook on Learning of Her Mother's Death. Mostly we occupy ocular zones, clinging only to what we think we can see. We can't see wind or waves of thought, electrical fields or storms of atoms dancing, only what they do or make us believe. Look on all of life as color, vibratile movement, heart-centered, from invisibility to the merely visible. Never mind what happens when one of us dies. Where are you before you even get born? Where am I and all the unseeable souls we love at this moment or loathed before birth? Where are we right now? Everything that either happened, either never did, or always will, with variations. Let's put it another way. Nothing ever happened that wasn't dreamed, that wasn't sketched from the start with artful surprises. Think of the dreamer as God, a painter, a ham to be sure, but a divine old master whose medium is light and who sidesteps tedium by leaving room both inside and outside this picture for subjects and scenery to wing it. Look on death as living color, too. The dying of fabric, submersion into a temporary sea, a spectruming beyond the reach of sensual range, which, like time, is chained to change. The strange notion that everything we've ever done or been up until now is past, history, is gone away, is bleached, bereft, perfect, leaving the scene clean to freshen with pigment and space and leftover light.